Since today is a feria, we have the choice of celebrating other masses. And today, I'm particularly celebrating two masses, as it were. The principal one is one whose feast is today, the very wonderful mystic, Saint Catherine de Ricci, Caterina de Ricci, who entered the monastery. Now, every Friday, St. Catherine experienced the Passion of Christ and had the stigmata. She also, for a time, died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she was able to help people. She had a vision from God of the people who were in purgatory. And he would tell her, this person needs so many days of suffering, or so many days of suffering. And she would offer it up, and then she would have horrible, horrible pains and suffering for the time, for the days in which the person needed. And of course, obviously, those people were not in there for a long, long time, because it was only days. She was still young when she died. In the meantime, she also helped people who were dying and could see in vision how much purgatory they would have to endure unless they did certain penances and, of course, went to confession and received the anointing of the sick. And so she helped many, many people to reach heaven, which, of course, is the most important thing that we are about and that we must do ourselves. The other Mass that I'm celebrating, whatever the reason, it came from God, not from me, is the votive Mass of St. Gabriel the Archangel. And of course, even though he is not my patron, I do bear his name in my name. And he is wonderful. His feast is March the 24th. And he is wonderful in the fact that he was chosen by God among all the archangels to come to give the Annunciation to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she was about to become the Mother of God, the Mother of the Messiah, the Son of God. And so it is a very important thing to have a devotion to all the angels, but in particular to certain angels that have special tasks given to them from God. So today we commemorate St. Gabriel the Archangel, and we celebrate Santa Caterina de Ricci, great mystic and religious, a cloistered nun of the Church. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.